We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, out to Glenview. Doc Mike. Hello, Doc.
See, Liz, you know they've scientifically proven that alcohol ruins brain cells.
I don't drink alcohol, so I don't have to worry about it.
I'm not talking about you, Les.
I'm talking
about
me.
I'm not talking about me either. I don't drink. You don't. When did you quit drinking?
Before I was born. I never drank in my life.
Oh, great. Okay, so scientifically, they have proven that alcohol ruins brain cells.
Let me ask you a question, Doc. What does that have to do with what we're talking about with regard to the beers?
What happened after last week? If it takes you that long, I'll help you. Club Dub.
That's just a fun thing.
Oh, that's a fun thing. Well, wasn't yesterday a lot of fun?
Nope, they lost.
Oh, yeah, okay. So where do the brain cells go? It's just like the Cubs, okay? Binney supports the Cubs. Here we got no playoffs this year with the Cubs. Now the Bears are drinking. So what do you know, I'm a trainer. My athletes don't drink. They're champions, every one of them.
Nobody's perfect, though.
Oh, well, why don't you start using some hardball questions over there instead about, you know, is Trubisky going to improve? Okay. Put the breathalyzer on the sidelines for the Bears and see what happens.
Hey, Doc, one last thing. That's it.
Wow. Les got the final word on
He's
that.
He's a traitor.
It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you a ton. And means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustino.
He's drinking in a dugout, too.
Probably. Thank you, Kevbo.
For whatever reason, here's Chase Daniel.
We should thank Ray.
We should thank Ray.
He's the inspiration of the program.
Yeoman's effort yesterday.
And Chris Dickens, thank you so much, Chris, for
if anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me.
Contributions this morning. And now is the time where we welcome in Dan and Connor. It's Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Morning,
everyone.
Guys.
Morning, fellas.
Happy Built Ford Tough Bears Monday. Ah. Quite an exhibition and quite a way to untangle some missed communications and some storylines. When you really start to examine a lot of it, it just doesn't make sense. So much of last night didn't make sense.
Didn't have to go that way. Could have been avoided. Game could have been won. That was a winnable game for the Bears.
Could have. It's alarming, though, that they've complicated their own bloodbath, right? I mean, the management of this is stunning, is it not?
Well,
There's
a lot there, whether you're talking about the kicker, the quarterback, or the coach.
Well,
but any one of those three, yeah.
For the moment, let's talk about the kicker.
Okay.
Because this is a Bears team that spent the entire offseason promising you that the only thing wrong was the kicker. Then they fouled up the rest of the offense, and they still don't have a kicker.
Well,
it's a problem
to me. I don't know that they told us the only thing wrong was the kicker. They never solved or resolved the kicker situation.
Well,
they brought in tons of people. Mm-hmm. There was a ridiculous amount of people, but they never really solved the issue. And here it is.
Well, what's damning about it is this is yet another case last night. However anything got communicated regarding what may or may not have been actually physically wrong with Mitchell Trubisky and when, they always talk about we have a process, right? It was just like with the hash mark controversy. We never got an answer. All they said was we have a process, our process is fine, and we hear protocol and process and some structure of some. This is how we do it. For the head coach to not have known about an injury and then to run a play that involves his quarterback being mobile at a critical third and one, to run that play not knowing about an injury, and then to say, well, at this point, we decided, or I decided, that this the Chase Daniel gave us the better chance to win. That's when you decided? Then? The last drive?
3 minutes, 24 seconds.
He wasn't moving.
Down 10.
Okay.
He saw it.
Well, he thought he saw it, he said. His actual, Nagy's actual response was, I thought it when. So, like, you think you thought it? And then Mitchell Trubisky was asked, what did he say to you? What did you say in that exchange that we all saw? And I don't know. I forgot. No, you didn't forget. Come on. You know, this whole process of communication, who's hurt, up or down, what do you know, how can you make every decision as informed as you possibly can? That's all you ask of a head coach. But there's so much in between here.
Maybe they're trying a little experiment.
When you watch Trubisky in that post game, hat pulled down, backpack on, hat pulled down, and then saying, well, their call, they did this, it wasn't we. It was
and
they.
And he's a we guy. He's a guy who always talks about we. He doesn't talk about I. And now it's they. So if you want to parse the pronouns, that's telling.
Yep. We're not pursuing Professor Moriarty here, right? I mean,
hardly.
Elementary, my dear Daniel. I think it's very apparent everything that's happening and that this is not working in any fashion. And we're trying to, like, aha!
It just points out the depth of the inefficiency.
It's not inefficiency, it's ineptitude.
Yes.
And we've seen it, frankly, for a while.
It is. I know it matters. Like, the timeline of this will matter at some point, and it probably matters now, but they are, Molly, I'm with you, they're so inept that I've stopped caring about their establishing the timeline.
I stop caring because they're four and six.
Really does
matter. They're 4-6, and the quarterback who was supposed to be the guy who was the answer isn't. But, so you kind of that makes it easy to stop
but
caring.
I think it does matter going forward too, because I've said for a while now that you have to come out of this season at the very least with a good understanding of what Matt Nagy can and cannot do as a head coach, and you start to mark up the things that he's unable to accomplish. And figure out and fix.
Well, I mean, that fourth and nine call was pretty inventive.
But to me, where it all went off the rails is the first play of the game, shotgun snap, handoff to the tiny running back between the tackles for nothing
against one of the great tackles.
That is where you want to do the Elvis when Robert Goulet is on TV. Just throw a brick at your television and shatter it.
He shot it, right?
I thought he would throw bricks at the TV.
The Robert Goulet
story.
He had a handgun and shot
Robert
it out.
Goulet?
Well, because Goulet apparently would run out of the shotgun at the middle of the field.
It really is a one-to-one comparison.
it's just horrible. It's that play on third and one. Let's take the ball. Here's something. We'll do the old RB. They'll think that we're coming over.
I were the Bears, I would do whatever I could if I won the coin toss or if I lost the coin toss to not get the ball to start the game.
Play defense. Get going.
Build some momentum with your defense. Do not send your offense out there first under any circumstances.
Why aren't they working out a kicker tomorrow?
Good question.
They still could be, right? I mean, Matt Nagy said we're not going to work out kickers.
Apparently there are no kickers.
No, there are no kickers in this world. Ryan Pace
the guy
makes
you're
the decision.
On, there's no kickers.
About whether or not there's a caravan that comes through, I think.
They have to, in my book, because I just don't know how you would stand for what you've seen. They clearly don't believe in him, or else they wouldn't have been going for it on fourth and nine.
Is it possible that Pace is just avoiding people and a kicker would technically be a person?
Might ask him a tough question.
It'd be nice to get some leadership from the general manager, wouldn't it?
Just a little.
I'd like to hear from him.
Yes.
It'd be nice to have for him to step out and lead.
Well, you know what that would do, Dan, at least at the very minimum, it would deflect some of the pressure and or scrutiny from the kicker, the quarterback, and the coach. Because in no particular order, well, those are the three people that deserve the most of it and will receive the brunt of it this week. Yeah, Ryan Pace stepping forward and say, okay, these are my reasons for doing this. This is, you know, I'll answer whatever you need to ask me. It would be good to hear from him.
Say, I'm aware of what's going on here. I'm in charge of what's going on here. This is on my watch. It just, when things go bad, Theo Epstein is right there. He is in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. And he'll stand there and say, how many questions, whatever you got. And I'll open a vein for you. But, mm-hmm. but the hiding here, it just makes
Theo Epstein is, I mean, it's not a fair comparison. Theo Epstein has answers, is articulate, can talk it through with you.
Has made
you feel like, oh my God, like he's got this.
But even if he isn't, he'll
tell you when he doesn't.
He creates the air of transparency,
right? At the very least,
the appearance of it, and that matters, I think. And yeah, it doesn't affect how they play on Sunday, but it does go a long way toward maybe earning the benefit of the doubt the next time they make a bad decision.
I mean, organizationally, where is the leadership here? You can't have, you know, Nagy can be at the lectern and say this about this play or that play, or we thought this, or we're going to go forward and we're going to be positive. But the Bears are rudderless right now, completely rudderless. And we just need to know how you got here and how you're going to get somewhere else. Because it's the same. It keeps being the same every game. Yet another week where a team's trying to give you every opportunity to win at every turn.
And they sure did.
And you can't do it.
That was stunning. Those were the two previous coaches of the year in the NFL.
Yeah.
And both of those quarterbacks, you guys know this, but both of those quarterbacks were taken top of their class in consecutive drafts.
Right.
And it looked like that.
But you know what? Only one coach got the memo that your quarterback is limited, so we need to adjust the way that we form our game plan.
Only one of those coaches got that message.
However, that coach talked his quarterback into a big contract. That's a huge difference.
That's true.
That is a problem.
Would you rather be the Bears and maybe not having committed that money or the Rams having done so?
That was our 5 at 5 question last
was
week.
It really?
We had a question about, you know, would you rather have the wrong guy but not know it, or have paid the wrong guy?
I think I'd rather have the wrong guy and figure it out along the way.
Yeah, I think you.
Yeah.
That's a bad position to have paid the guy the money.
Even if you do, check me if I'm wrong, but even if you do pick up the fifth-year option, it is only guaranteed on injury. So you can pick up that fifth-year option, though I really hope they don't. You can pick up that fifth-year option and get yourself out of it, assuming, you know, Mitch's other hip doesn't fall off or his arm doesn't break or something like that.
Yeah, I think that there are all sorts of probably possibilities, and you're right. I just don't know what's going to happen in the next 6 games. It's going to change a lot of minds about where they are with Mitch Trubisky, and that's not meant to be kind of, you know, jumping the gun or overreacting to last night or the season, but you can't ignore. After 35 starts, you pretty much know what you have and what you don't.
That conversation, the two of them talking and the expression on Trubisky's face, it was so pained. I don't mean physically pained. I mean, there was something was going on there. We're not going to know. They're not going to tell us exactly what was said. But you could tell from the way that Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth handled it that's an objective booth. And
it was like a little boy who was so scared.
And they didn't know what they were
they
seeing.
They didn't know what they were seeing because they were not given, they were not privy to any
no
sort of
information
about the hip injury, if indeed there was one bad enough to pull him from the game. Yep. And you wonder about those, you talk about the machinery and the decision-making, the process. That process was flawed as well, because they basically were leaving America in suspense.
Yep.
What's going on here?
You are on Sunday Night Football, and you can't get that message up to the microphones that quickly. That's a problem.
They are desperate to be flexed out of Sunday Night Football, don't you think?
I think you're just trying to jawbone that into happening.
Can we speak that into reality?
That's what it sounds like to me.
How will you be handling this horror?
Our Built Ford Tough Bears Monday is going to be Patrick Manley at 10, and because most of the Bears beat crew is in the air right now, I thought they had to have some like redundant systems, like, oh, the entire Bears beat can't fly on the same plane.
Secretary of Agriculture cannot be on this flight.
We can't lose all of them.
What do they call the emergency guy?
Well, it's Grody. Grody's flying back really late. He's on the latest.
What do they call that? Like during the State of the Union, of who the guy who has to be the emergency.
Oh, they made a show about it. Right?
Designated survivor.
Designated survivor. Right. I wonder if the Bears beat has that. So Robert Mays of the Ringer is going to be filling in for our guys at 11 today. It won't be Rich Campbell. It's going to be Robert Mays, and he's tremendous. So he'll be at 11.
Right, have a good show, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.